and we totally did our laundry there on a Friday night. And it was probably the most surreal time I've ever had doing laundry, because you're just looking out in this wall of windows and you're just looking at all these red rock structures.
Better than stargazing?
In terms of laundry, I'd say yes. I don't think I've had a laundry.
I love that you had like a transcendent RV laundry experience at a campground.
It was wild.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, I am so excited to have Tyler and Kendra back on the show. They came on the show last summer, and they made their debut on this podcast, and they gave us a roundup of amazing campgrounds in the Pacific Northwest, which is one of my absolute favorite parts of the country. In fact, it is my favorite part of the country, and that was one of our most downloaded episodes of the year last year. So today, they're coming back to give us six amazing campgrounds in Utah, and this is absolutely a terrific episode. This will give you a lot of ideas for your bucket list trip to Utah. So without further ado, we're going to have Tyler and Kendra on the show. We're going to run through six really great campground options. They're all very diverse. There's some private resorts. There's some state-run campgrounds, et cetera, et cetera. But before we dive in and talk to them about camping in the beautiful, magnificently beautiful state of Utah, we have sponsored messages from our friends at CampSpot and from our friends at Neighbor. Let's face it, summers weren't meant to be experienced sitting at a desk or staring at a computer screen. It's time to call time out. CampSpot is here to help. CampSpot is an instant booking platform for camping across North America, featuring over 140,000 campsites. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more to find your time out. Whether it's your next epic adventure, girls' night out, or family reunion, CampSpot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. CampSpot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and no membership fees so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Picture it now. Fresh air in your lungs, cool breeze in your hair, warm hugs in your soul, and that grounded sense of self you'll only find when you spend time out. Book your spring and summer camping trips now. Find your time out. Find your CampSpot at campspot.com. Is your driveway too small for the RV of your dreams? Does your homeowners association not allow you to park your RV on your own property? Are you worried about paying top dollar to leave your RV at a sketchy storage facility? When it comes to finding safe and affordable RV storage, are you feeling totally stuck? Then maybe it's time you gave Neighbor a try. Neighbor.com/RV Atlas can help you find safe, closer, more convenient storage right in your own neighborhood. Stay tuned for a special offer just for our listeners. Neighbor connects you and your neighbors so that you can find affordable RV storage close to your home. You help them earn extra cash while they keep your RV safe at their home. When I use Neighbor to search for storage options near my house, I was surprised to find dozens of affordable options. Neighbor also offers a wide variety of plans so you can choose the right protection that best suits your needs. You'll be able to quickly and easily add a property protection plan while placing a storage reservation. Give your RV a home, not a storage space. Visit neighbor.com/RV Atlas for 50% off your first month of storage with Neighbor. That's neighbor.com/RV Atlas for 50% off your first month of RV storage. Welcome back to the show, Tyler and Kendra. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Hey, we're calling from Hill Country, Texas.
Hill Country, Texas. And you're in the Airstream, correct? And moving on today at some point, right?
Yes, correct. We're headed north. Temps are rising a little bit here. So us Michiganders are going to head north.
Oh, you're getting out of the Texas heat. Oh, come on. Michiganders are tough people. Now, last year, you guys did one of our most downloaded episodes of the year. You did a roundup of amazing campgrounds in the Pacific Northwest. Today, you're back to give us six amazing campgrounds in Utah. So no pressure, but do you think we can make this one of the most downloaded episodes of this year of podcasting for the RV Atlas?
Well, I'd say Utah is definitely a hot spot, so I don't think it would be because of us, but we'll try our best.
All right, let's do this. So before we dive into the six campgrounds, guys, just to remind everybody, like, we met through CampSpot, through our work with CampSpot. So tell us what you're, you know, what you've done with CampSpot over the years, and tell us about the exciting new project you guys have going right now.
Yeah, we worked with CampSpot doing the Find Your CampSpot tour throughout 2020 and 2021, and that took us through 27 states. We stayed at 85 different CampSpot campgrounds, booked them all on campspot.com, and documented all of our travels, our stays, and captured a lot of beautiful content at each campground and all the destinations around them.
Yeah, we helped build out their content library. So we're very lucky in that when you head to CampSpot's Instagram page or their website, a lot of their photos are ones that we took. So it's cool to see our work put to use for sure.
You do see that Airstream a lot, right? In the CampSpot, CampSpot materials.
Yes, you will spot the Airstream quite a bit, and maybe even some cats peeking their heads out the window. So if you zoom in close enough, you might see some cat ears.
Is there one cat or two?
We have two, Luna and Sunny.
Luna and Sunny. Oh my gosh, they're adorable. So basically, look, CampSpot would add campgrounds, and not to oversimplify it, but you know, you guys would be sent to gather up the content and the photos and the information, right? I mean, it seems like a pretty cool job.
Yeah, it was an incredible gig, and it was something that the marketplace was growing fast, and so they just needed creative assets to fill the marketplace and the blog, and so we were able to be deployed and do that for them.
And we got to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of small business owners, family-owned campgrounds utilize CampSpot for their reservation system, and we got to meet some really cool people.
Well, one of my favorite things about using CampSpot truly is that there's a nice selection of photos for the campgrounds. And I'm guessing you guys did quite a number of them, you know, that I've been looking at them and not really thinking that in the background that was your work. So tell us about your new project that you guys have going as well before we dive into the six amazing campgrounds in Utah.
Yeah, Kendra and I kind of co-founded 1E1, which is basically a nomadic creative agency. And we have been traveling the country even before we worked with CampSpot since 2017. That project was for a nonprofit organization called Has Heart. But we really just fell in love with this creative nomad lifestyle. And we love traveling. We love taking our home with us. And we love creating content. And this was kind of a way to bring all that together in our own little business. And so we've been doing this for the past few years. And this is our third tour, in which we're working with companies like CampSpot again, and also working with some new clients as well, just creating different outdoor related content, a lot of campfire cooking recipes, and a lot of unique places to stay and things to do.
I've been loving your reels already. Like, so it's at 1Y1, right? Like O-N-E-Y-O-N-E. Like, if people want to follow you on Instagram and see some of the stuff you're doing.
Yep, correct. Thank you. I've been sort of working way too hard on the reels. I feel like I'm like 45 minutes of editing a reel and it's like a 2 second reel and like it gets like three likes. I'm like, okay, that was
stop it. I know. Look, that one of in the Yellowstone, when you're swimming in Yellowstone, I probably watched 10 times. Like, I was just like, this is so relaxing. Where were you swimming in that one?
That was it was the river. What was the name of the river?
I totally know where you mean. We'll put it in the show. Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
River Bowl.
I don't know. I think it has like something in hot springs, something, but beautiful. You definitely can swim in it. It was allowed. We weren't the only ones. It wasn't illegal. But yeah, that was an incredible moment in Yellowstone to cool off
sure.
In the river. And yeah, we try to capture kind of some of the slower, more serene, tranquil moments in camping. And so Kendra's been doing a great job putting together some of that content. We have terabytes of content that we haven't even gone through ourselves, so we have a backlog that we're kind of working towards sharing with folks, and then also obviously creating a lot more while we're on the road.
All right, fantastic. Are you guys ready? Let's do the six amazing campgrounds in Utah. And I know people saw that title on this podcast and they, you know, Utah is a bucket list state for just about every RVer I have ever met. So let's dive right in. Let's talk about Goblin Valley State Park Campground.
Yes. Yeah, so the first campground we have there was, like you said, Goblin Valley State Park Campground. This state park is famous for its mushroom-shaped hoodoos. In the area, they're called goblins. Elsewhere, you're going to see hoodoos in like Bryce Canyon and so on. But this place is great because they really encourage you to go explore and meander through the goblins, if you will. And it feels like otherworldly. It's really a fun experience. And the campground is right like walking distance to these trails and stuff. It's a smaller campground in the sense that there's 12 RV sites, 11 tent sites, group site, and then two yurts. It does have a restroom and shower facilities, as well as a drinking and dump station. So kind of all that you need. It's $35 per site. And it's just, it's a great location. Like you open up your windows in your RV and you feel like you're on Mars almost or something like that.
So yeah, where is it situated in Utah for those who aren't super familiar with the geography of the state?
It's about 3.5 hours from Salt Lake City, and it's about like a little southeast, if you will. So closer to Capitol Reef in terms of it being more centrally located in Utah.
Great. And Tyler, I interrupted you. What were you going to add there?
I was going to say the sandstone rock formations kind of do make you feel like you're in a Star Wars movie. And it's kind of like the hoodoos when you're walking through the hoodoo area. It kind of feels like you're in It's a Small World, but like sandstone hoodoos instead of little creepy characters. So it definitely is worth the trip out to Goblin Valley State Park and to stay there a couple nights.
That sounds fantastic. So anything else on that one, or can we move to Dark Sky RV Campground?
Oh, let's move ahead.
Yeah, I think we're very excited about Dark Sky.
And is it Kanab? I don't know how to pronounce the location here.
I don't know if it's our Michigan accent, but we say Kanab.
No, you're probably correct.
So who knows? They'll probably correct us. And so I'm sure you'll get some calls or messages about the correct pronunciation. but it is just 3 miles outside of Kanab, Utah, which is a destination in and of itself. The campground has 18 large, all of them pull-through RV sites on 40 acres of land. And when we say the internet is good, it is fiber optic good. And they also have full hookups. Each site has shaded picnic table and outdoor furniture. And their bathroom is literally like a spa with heated tile floors and indoor-outdoor shower. It was definitely designed by people who know what RVers like, because the owners, Brittany and Jeff, and their parents, Rick and Merrill, were RVers themselves when they created the campground just a few years ago. So it's a beautiful campground with great views of the Red Cliffs, the Vermilion Cliffs, and the Calabob Plateau. And they have some great rentals, bike rentals, as well as Rockstars, which are kind of like the early version of Jeeps that you can rent and take around town. We did a Rockstar rental and did some great Slot Canyon trails and kind of some off-roading with that.
The Coral Sand Dunes is just 20 minutes outside of Kanab. And so we were able to lower the tire pressure and head out on the dunes, which was, once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah. And Rick and Jeff, they kind of help you, train you on how to use the Rockstar and how to deflate the tires and reinflate them when you hit the road and stuff like that. So it's a great experience. And you can do that straight at the campground. They also have propane fire pit rentals. And with all the fire bans recently, it's kind of a great option to still have your campfire and not have to lug around your own propane fire pit wherever you go. So that's kind of a nice bonus that we were able to utilize while we were there.
And lastly, I'll just add that this campground won a bunch of awards, both for Campendium, but also for CampSpot. It's been like the top Utah campground, as well as just like overall nationally the top campground for CampSpot. So bookable on campspot.com, and we obviously love it. So
and like if I go to book a site there, am I looking at your set of photos that you guys took when you were there?
I don't think so, because Jeff actually has a background in film and photography. And so I think he handled it himself.
Yeah, there might be a couple of ours. And I think we did a blog post on Camp Spots, Camp Guide, about it. But definitely a beautiful place. And it's called Dark Sky for a reason. You get some beautiful stargazing, great opportunity to take out the camera and try to get some Milky Way shots.
And I will link to that blog post from campspot.com over in the show notes for this episode at thervatlas.com. So let's move on. What is your third recommendation in terms of amazing campgrounds in the beautiful, incredibly beautiful state of Utah?
So our next is Fruta Campground at Capitol Reef National Park. So Fruta, meaning obviously fruit, it's surrounded by historic orchards, heirloom fruit orchards that were planted in the late 1880s, like way long ago, by settlers. And so they still are going, which is like really cool. It feels weird because you're in the middle of the deserts and there's this like little fruit oasis. But the staff at Capitol Reef National Park, they maintain them and they put out signs when they are ready to be picked. You pay, of course, and you have to wait for those you pick signs to be put out. So this is not me encouraging you to head out and pick them, but it is a fun experience. And we weren't there when they were ripe, but I would love to experience that. There were some really good looking peach trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. The campground is a pretty big size campground, 71 sites, all have picnic tables, fire pits. Of course, pay attention to fire bans and stuff. They have an RV dump site, drinking station. They do have restrooms with running water and toilets, but they do not have showers, just a heads up. And $25 per night, so pretty cheap and an awesome experience. Open year round, but obviously the spring and fall months are going to be the most popular.
Now, I've heard that Capitol Reef National Park is, in terms of the Utah National Parks, a lot of people say it's underrated, that it's very, very magnificent, even though maybe it's overshadowed by Zion or Arches. Would you guys agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I would agree. I'd say it's mostly because it's a little bit off the beaten path. It is a little further out there, if you will. I know that a lot of people go to Zion from Las Vegas or Phoenix. A lot of people go to Moab from Colorado and stuff. So it is a little bit of a trek to get there, but definitely worth it. It feels like you're really heading out into the wilderness, which is like one of the best experiences, I think, for camping.
Yeah, and I will kind of agree with that it probably is underrated. And I think that is maybe why it's so nice, because you do have a little bit more space to yourself. You don't have the typical national park lines of cars and things like that. It has some great trails, it has some great dirt roads to take your car on. And it is an international dark sky park. And so similar to Dark Sky RV Park, this has even more beautiful sky-lit or star-lit, moon-lit, beautiful skies. I know oftentimes we would just sit outside at the campfire and just stare up at the stars. There's really nothing else you could do other than lean your chair back and just gaze.
Yeah, I kind of felt like our neighbors were like those. I know, we were just like literally leaning back, staring for hours at the sky, and our neighbors were probably like, those people are tripping.
Well, we've been tripping too. When we were at Yellowstone, we had a magnificent trip to Yellowstone and Grand Teton. And if you ask my son Max what his absolute favorite thing was, it was looking at the stars at night at Under Canvas Yellowstone, more than anything else we did, Old Faithful included. You know, if you're in a place like that where the stars are amazing and you're seeing falling stars, what else do you need to do besides kick back, relax, and watch, right?
Yeah, there aren't a lot of places anymore where you can do that. So it really is a special treat.
Okay, now, did you guys is there a lot of great hiking around that one? You mentioned hiking. Is it a real great location for those of us who want to go out and do some hikes?
Definitely. We explored, it's been like 4 years now. I'm failing to remember the canyon that we explored, but it was really cool because it was just around the corner from the campground and it was just the two of us. Like, we didn't pass anyone. And we just kind of wound through a canyon and it was out and back. We went as far as we wanted to go and turned around. There are different trails. We only stayed two nights and so we didn't do too many, but there are definitely a lot of little canyons and places to explore.
Yeah. We also saw a lot of people rock climbing. terrain. We're not rock climbers, although it does look like a lot of fun. But yeah, we would see a lot of people up there, much higher than I probably would want to be. But it looked like they were having a good time.
Outdoor adventure is the name of the game in Utah, right? Oh, I mean, sure. There's just so many things to do. We're going to come back in a second with three more, actually maybe kind of four more amazing campgrounds in Utah. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. From a humble beginning in the garage of Frank Sargent near Flint, Michigan, Thetford has become a leading manufacturer of toilets and sanitation solutions for the RV, marine, and camping markets. Thetford makes going places easy, and they've been serving RV owners with great products since 1963. We've been using Thetford's holding tank treatments for over 12 years, and we never get the bad odors that some RVers complain about. Aquamax is Thetford's newest holding tank treatment. Its special blend of powerful enzymes and beneficial probiotics quickly eliminate odor, digest waste, and dissolve toilet paper. It is also formaldehyde and bronopal free, making it campground and marine friendly. It can be used in building tank systems and portable and recirculating toilets. Proudly made in the USA, Thetford's new family of Aquamax holding tank treatments have been extensively researched and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Aquamax is available in two fragrances, Summer Cypress and Spring Showers. And Aquamax also comes in a variety of sizes and formulations, liquid, dry packs, and toss-ins, so stock up today. To find out more about Aquamax and Thetford's complete lineup of products, head on over to Thetford.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here again with Tyler and Kendra, who are giving us a roundup of six amazing campgrounds in Utah. And the next, we sort of have a two-for-one situation, I guess, because they're somewhat close together. Talk to us about some cool options near Moab or in Moab. And both of these are bookable using campspot.com, correct?
Correct, yes. So this little two-for-one situation here is Sun Outdoors Arches Gateway and Sun Outdoors Moab Downtown. So I'll start with Arches Gateway because that's where we stayed last spring. And so all I can say about this one is like location, location, location. It's less than 3 miles away from the entrance to Arches National Park. Tons of camping options. If you're not an RVer, they've got cottage rentals, Airstream cabin rentals. They have tent sites as well as covered tent sites. So if you are in the hot sun, you got some shade. But in terms of RVs, pull-throughs, full hookups, and the rates are starting around a little $50, $55 per night. It's across the street from a really cool park as well and bike path called Lions Park. It's a beautiful path that goes along the Colorado River. So that is walking distance and really cool.
You can also take that road and do a beautiful scenic drive up, take it along the Colorado River and up through the mountains and then loop back down into Moab, which we did. And it was a beautiful kind of a half day, 4 hour trip, and just beautiful views of Red Rock. And then we were there when there was still snow up in the mountains. And so it was just kind of all of the seasons in one afternoon, which was great.
Mm-hmm. And that in terms of location, I mean, we're going to sound like dark sky nuts, but it was a great location for nighttime photography being so close to the entrance of Arches. So we were able to, I think we like headed out at like 11 PM one night and went into the park and stayed for a few hours doing some nighttime photography. So a great location for those who want to do that.
How about if we want to be closer to downtown or in downtown? We have another option, yeah. Right?
Yep. So Sun Outdoors Moab Downtown is what it's called. It won a CampSpot award for most popular in the U.S. And I can understand why, because it's right on the main street of downtown Moab. It's walking distance to all sorts of restaurants and shops. Moab, for those who have been there, understand like it's a cool, fun town. And they've got great restaurants, good culture, good vibe. A lot of people who are just adventurous, right? And you're walking distance to some rentals. We did a rental, a Jeep rental, to go off-roading. And if you were staying at that downtown location, you wouldn't have to worry about driving to the rental place. You could just walk to that. So that's cool. And so, yeah, Moab Downtown and Arches Gateway, both Sun Outdoors.
Yeah. And I would say definitely do a Jeep rental. That was something that we've done for the first time. And it is absolutely incredible. It takes you a little bit out of your comfort zone in terms of what you can do in a vehicle off-road, but it is an incredible once-in-a-lifetime experience on some of those outdoor trails that they're known for, and a lot of people go there for the off-roading. And I will also say that there is a great book about this area called Desert Solitaire by Edward Abbey, and I would highly recommend reading that before or while you're there, because it is an autobiography about a park ranger and his time working there in the 1950s while it was Arches National Monument. So even before it was a national park, this park ranger has a lot of incredible stories of what Arches was like before there were even paved roads. And so it really kind of takes you back into what that area was like before it was developed into what it is today.
Thank you. You get bonus points for that. I love either reading a book about a place like right before I go or while I'm there. And I'm so glad that you threw that in. I have been hearing about that book, and I was an English teacher for 20 years. I've been hearing about that book my entire life. And I actually finally bought a copy of it about 6 months ago, and I have not read it yet. And I'm going to promise both of you that I am going to read that book, because I just continue to hear about how awesome that book is. So thank you for that recommendation. Yeah,
we can do a book club with it.
And it would actually be cool. I've thought of doing an RV Atlas book club before, because I'm just that nerdy enough. So, yeah. All right, let's move on to Zion Canyon Campground in Springdale, Utah. Tell us about this place.
Yes. So this campground, I believe right now, is the only campground within the city limits of Springdale, Utah, which is a tiny little town at the entrance point of Zion National Park. It's a little over, I think it's like 0.6 miles away from the entrance to the national park. So you can leave your car behind at the campground, walk to the entrance, and catch the shuttle for Zion National Park. That's how you get around, because it is a pretty tight campground, a tight national park. So you have to rely on the shuttle, especially if you want to like hike the Narrows or do the other famous hikes that you see on Instagram all the time, right? So it's tight in terms of space, in the sense that there are 131 RV sites in this kind of small property. So if you have a Class A motorhome, I would double check the dimensions on their website just to make sure that you fit. Although it's tight in space, I do think that like the experience of staying with all of these adventurers and transient campers was really fun. The culture was fun. The vibe was cool. We met all sorts of people from all over the world because you're all there for the same thing, which is Zion National Park. So yeah, we have met some friends that we still stay in contact with. So that was fun. And you're surrounded by red rock, and there are trees that help with the shade if you're there during the hot months. And in terms of pricing, it is a little bit on the higher end, in the sense that it starts at $79 and some RV sites go up to $119. So yeah, like I said, definitely on the higher end, but you are so close to Zion National Park.
And they also have a pool there. So after your hike or on a hot afternoon, it's a great way to kind of cool off and relax while still surrounded by these beautiful canyons.
Now, you said you met a lot of international travelers around Zion. So were there a lot of people from other countries renting RVs when you were there? Is that what you mean? Or staying in cabins?
No, renting RVs, definitely. There were some folks next to us from Europe that had
I don't know. They rented a camper van. We have seen some people actually, I don't know how they get their own vans over from Europe, but we have seen some European vehicles that people are camping out of, which is a really cool experience. I wish we could do the same thing with the Airstream and go over there into Europe.
Well, we could. It would just cost a lot. Yeah.
It would cost a lot. Like you could go over there and buy a camper van probably for the same price as shipping the Airstream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's the only other place I can think of off the top of my head. Yellowstone and Grand Teton. Yes, there's quite an international crowd there when we were there. But in Acadia, I noticed that as well. You know, I think of the Northeast that Acadia tends to be the destination where international travelers want to come and rent a Cruise America motorhome or whatever it might be. So anything else on Zion Canyon, or shall we move on to our last amazing campground in Utah?
The last thing I'll mention, and this is just for me doing research last night, because we went a couple of years ago, but on their website, they do explain that in June of last year, 2021, they experienced, I don't know if anyone else remembers all of the insane flooding videos that were on social media. So they experienced like a once in a lifetime flood that kind of washed Springdale. I mean, not like to the ground, obviously, but they're recouping from that. So they are open and available to book, but they do mention that there might be some construction here and there.
That's a great tip. Yeah, so definitely make a phone call there and just make sure everything's good to go. So I cannot believe we're already on campground number 6 here. So tell us about your last pick. And obviously there's other amazing campgrounds in Utah, but this is sort of your personally curated list based on places you've really gone to and spent time camping at. So tell us about Golding's Monument Valley RV Campground in Monument Valley.
Yeah, so this one's interesting because of its history. So it was founded in the 1930s by Harry Golding, who then met the famous movie director John Ford, showed him pictures of Monument Valley, and this is where a lot of Western movies got filmed starring John Wayne. And so it kind of lives on in the Hollywood world, but that's because of the Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park that is just kind of across the road from Golding's Monument Valley RV. And this is kind of why people come here to Monument Valley. And it is tribal land, so please do respect everything. It's not a national park or run by the Park Service, so be mindful of that. But they are extremely welcoming and open and have a beautiful 17-mile scenic loop dirt road that you can kind of drive through all of these buttes and mesas and just kind of be at the base of these giant, beautiful historic, just kind of you're able to travel back in time and just see the layers of rock and red rock and kind of imagine what things were like hundreds of thousands, millions of years ago. So in addition to all of this movie lore, some of you may recognize the highway from what is that great?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Thank you. Yes. So you can recreate Forrest Gump's cross-country run, which I admittedly did. But if you do, be very careful because there is a lot of high-speed traffic.
It's a highway.
Yeah, it's a highway. So be careful if you do that. But yes, I definitely did that. And I can't believe I forgot Forrest Gump.
So what about the campground itself? Like any details about what to expect there? It sounds like a really unique place.
Yeah, so definitely is a great campground in and of itself as well. It's nestled right within Rock Door Canyon, so you're surrounded by red rock. You can see Monument Valley in the distance, which is a pretty cool view to wake up to. They have RV, tent, and cabin sites. The RV sites do have full hookups. They have cable and Wi-Fi and picnic tables and restrooms. On the property, they also have the Stagecoach restaurant, a museum, a store, a laundromat, and even a theater. And we totally did our laundry there on a Friday night. And it was probably the most surreal time I've ever had doing laundry because you're just looking out in this wall of windows and you're just looking at all these red rock structures.
Better than stargazing?
In terms of laundry, I'd say yes. I don't think I've had a laundry.
I love that you had like a transcendent RV laundry experience at a campground.
It was wild. It was just like, because the laundry, if I'm remembering correctly, the like one of the walls of the laundry room is just glass. It's all glass. And so you're looking out to the red rock and you're just like folding your underwear. Here I am.
Well, that's so cool, though, that they realized like we could have a laundry room with a view. I mean, this is potentially the greatest laundry room in any American campground that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, we would put that on the list. And the prices are reasonable. I think RV sites start around $48 a night. So
That's for a full hookup site, right? Didn't you say full hookups here? That's a great price.
That's full hookups with cable and Wi-Fi. And they're only 30 miles from Valley of the Gods, which is also a very beautiful kind of off-road experience. It's pretty similar in terms of Monument Valleys, in which it's a 16-17 mile off-road loop road, but it's managed by the Bureau of Land Management and has similar red rock buttes and mesas, and so it's also a great place to kind of spend an afternoon traveling and cooking and doing a lot of fun stuff outside.
All right, guys, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I mean, I hear like a real love of Utah from both of you in talking about these campgrounds and all of the things that you guys have done in Utah. Now, tell me again, how many states have you traveled together in the RV? You said it at the beginning of the show, but tell me again.
We've been to every state so far. We did 27 states with Camp Spot over the past 14 months. So we've traveled a lot lately.
We have not taken the RV to Alaska or Hawaii. We flew to those locations, just to clarify. But
bucket list will be taking the RV to Alaska.
Oh my gosh, that'll be great. I look forward to the content you create doing that. So my question is this, like, where would you, and I know some people hate ranking things, like, where would you rank Utah as a camping state, as a state for an RV trip? Is it at the top for you guys? Is it somewhere near the top?
I would definitely say top three, and I'd put it up there with the Pacific Northwest, which is one of our favorites, and Montana. Like, I think it has just the similar awe-inspiring, you're just in nature, you're surrounded by nature. I think it's probably one of those, like, most untouched pieces of land.
Yeah,
in America.
I love it. If you get lucky with the weather and you plan accordingly, like, we've gone to some of these places in the winter even and have had the best time. And so it's not just about that spring and fall seasons, although we have gone to Utah both in the spring and the fall. And September was actually a great month. We went to Zion during September. So anyway, yes, like, great in the sense that even if you're camping without full hookups, if you're going to some of these national park places without hookups, if you're hitting it at the right time, you can, windows open, like, such a dreamy experience, a quintessential camping experience.
And Tyler, you said, you know, it seems so pure and untouched. And frankly, quite a lot of Utah is pure and untouched because it's been conserved, and it's federal land, it's national parks, national monuments, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, there's been some controversies there over the years, but from my perspective as a camper, I certainly do appreciate that all of that land is conserved and untouched, because I live in a state where so much of the land is not conserved and is not untouched. And we don't have national parks here, and we don't have great wide open spaces like they do out west. So I am certainly thankful for America's best idea, and I think both of you probably are too.
Yeah, I mean, there was even a time when we were at Dark Sky RV Park, we met a paleontologist, and he took us out to a dinosaur dig site. And so there is science happening in a lot of these places all around us, and so that was also an incredible experience that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't protected land.
And I'll add that the conservation efforts are active, in the sense that just last night I was reading up on Goblin Valley State Campground, and I think I read that they've added even more land to the state park. So it's really cool to see Utah doing this.
Absolutely. Guys, remind everyone where they can follow your terrific adventures and where they can follow you on social media, et cetera, et cetera.
So 1y1.com is our website. So that's oneyone.com. Y means and in Spanish for clarification purposes. And on Instagram, we are at 1E1,
right? And slow down on the reels. You're making me look bad. Okay. Like, what is this? There's like a reel a day on your account of these beautiful locations. Yeah. Chill out a little bit. You're making
I'm trying to hack the algorithm, man.
So can I tell you something funny? Like, you know, I have a love hate relationship with Instagram and with social media in general. Like, in my heart, I'm a writer and a podcaster. I finally got a reel go to like 80,000 views. And it's like of an RV drinking water hose. you know, it's on of some beautiful location. It's not swimming in Yellowstone National Park, you know? So, you know, yeah, good luck hacking the algorithm, I guess, is what I'm saying. You know, maybe
can I put in a correction? This is apparently how bad I am at Instagram. I got my handle wrong.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's at 1.y.1. And Tyler is literally covering his face with his hands right now.
You know what? It's a lot to keep up with. I got to tell you, it's a lot to keep up with all the socials and all that stuff. So look, I love following you guys. I look forward to the next reel and to the, you know, the next set of photos and then whatever else you guys do next. And I hope to have you back on the podcast at some point soon. Can we do that?
Yes,
for
please
sure.
do.
Thank you,
you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
And
yeah.
You guys will be back. You'll be back. We'll be doing a summer episode together, and I believe we'll be doing a fall episode together. So I look forward to having you back on. Thank you so much for the great content today, and our audience thanks you as well.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas, and a big thank you to our sponsors, to Neighbor. The Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, RV Snaphead, and Go RVing. To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, head on over to thervatlas.com. And to join the friendliest group of RVers, head on over to the RV Atlas group on Facebook. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes. And we'll see you at the campground.